Welcome to another episode of Valley Sounds. Hey, I'm Marcia Ahrens. Tonight's show is a holiday weekend medley I'm calling Boom Pow Surprise. I've pulled together moments from past episodes, each one hosted by local bands. You'll hear from The Band Silhouette, Smorgasbord, Karen Newsom, Mike Slayton, Ken Waters and Ingrid Feltz, Ricky J. Taylor, Queen Kiani, Jay Means, and James Irvin. Local bands playing local music. I mean, you can't get much more meta than that.
Valley Sounds.
My name is Brenner. I play guitar primarily, and I sing a little bit as well.
My name is Dylan. I play drums, and I sing a little bit too.
My name is James. I also sing and play guitar.
Man, okay, so we're sitting in a room, and James goes, I've got this idea. And starts playing the chords. I started playing the melody, and it just, like, fell into place. We just, like, blacked out for a second, and next thing we know, the song is, like, at least in my head. And that was one of the moments where I was like, wow, okay, this might work.
And it was even less, it was even more serendipitous than that, because I wasn't even like, hey, guys, check out these chords. I just started randomly playing two chords, and they both went, hey, but what was that? And then Brenner starts ripping the melody, and that was one of the super collaborative ones that really came together with all of us.
Here's The Band Silhouette with Runaway on Valley Sounds.
Last try, so take your eyes
Hey, my name's Will Cook, and I am the bassist for Smorgasbord.
I'm Paul Cook, and I play guitar and do vocals for Smorg.
Hey, I'm Wes Wyrick. I play keyboard and also do vocals for Smorgasbord.
And I'm John Green. I play drums for Smorgasbord.
We're Smorgasbord.
Up next, we have Mary Boppins off of Something for Everyone.
This song started off with just kind of a fun riff that was very fun to play that kind of, you know, made me want to dance and bop, hence the name. And then once I started doing the lyrics, it just kind of like this idea of like the amalgamation of all Julie Andrews characters and like came together. And it was just like, what do I feel when I'm thinking about these movies and her parts tied with this kind of fun upbeat riff? So it's a little bit nonsensical, but I think the fun part about stuff like that is that it creates its own sense when you're listening to it and you apply your own meaning. And really the meaning here is just good vibes. So, happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we had the song as purely instrumental with sort of the code name Mary Boppins, but just I couldn't get it out of my head with this little hook that includes the name Mary Boppins, even though it's just such a silly pun. But yeah, we sort of just ran with it, as Paul said, and now it's just in all the lyrics of this song.
There are a lot of layers to this one. I've got so many keys parts, so many auxiliary percussion parts, mm-hmm. and I remember specifically one night where I think it was just me and Will mm-hmm. working on that song, and we were recording some synthesizer parts for it, and I just started like soloing on one section of it, and it was a pretty fun little solo, and we kind of realized we're like, oh, we weren't recording that because I was just thinking it wasn't serious or anything, and yeah. It ended up being a ton of fun, but later on recording the ending section, you'll kind of hear the synthesizer kind of changing its sound a little bit at the end, and it's both me and Will. He's turning knobs on the synthesizer while I'm playing, and it's just a lot of fun.
I did not know you guys were doing that. That's hilarious, because I can picture that. I think we've done that. Yeah. We've never done that live, right? But I can totally see Will just geeking out, like turning the knobs, and Wes is going crazy on the keys.
Yeah, it was very fun. This song's definitely one that's evolved the most from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different ways we could have taken this song with how it's laid out, and I'm glad we landed on what we did, right? And at the mm-hmm. end, I've always just, when I'm playing this, the drums, right, it's all kind of wide open, and everyone is just letting it rip, and I'm just picturing people from, like, the 50s dancing around, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I had never realized that, you know, Mary Boppins, and that's the time, and it all kind of clicked with yeah. when you said all this, and I felt silly for not realizing that sooner.
So can't believe you don't get that.
I guess yeah. I don't know. It's a fun song.
Here is Mary Boppins from the band Smorgasbord on our upcoming EP Something for Everyone here on Valley Sounds
World Premiere.
My name is Karen Newsome. I am a singer-songwriter. I grew up in Moulton, Alabama. I listened to a lot of different kinds of music growing up because my mom liked all kinds of music, and my mom and dad were dancers, and they loved to swing dance back in the 40s. I am so grateful for the journey I've had as a writer and being involved in other people's lives. Back in 2010, there were a couple of things that happened rather close together that made national news, and one of them was the terrible flood that happened in Nashville. That's when I began writing the song, I Am Water. Quickly after that, there was a terrible oil spill off the coast of Louisiana, which impacted the marine life, suffered, and people suffered. That's where the song came from. The song you're about to hear is called I Am Water, and it's on my album, Grace for the Journey, on Valley Sounds.
Sometimes I'm in the mainstream, sometimes I'm in a fog. Oh, I am water. I'm a drop in the bucket or a dewdrop so small. Oh, I am water. You may find me on your you in a backyard pool when you're without me, there's no life, for I am water. You can travel across me from shore to distant shore.
Tonight's special guest host is Mike Slayton. He's a local musician who plays in the bands Tres Locos, Forest Haven, Duos Locos, and his solo projects. Mike has been playing music and promoting shows for the past 30 years, and his relentless work has helped him and other local bands break into larger venues.
So the first track will be Becoming the Enemy off of the Forest Haven album Monster Inside. We got together, we've been together since 2017, so November will be 8 years we've been playing together. We've got Michael Klein plays bass for us. He's in 5 O'Clock Charlie, which are, you know, local legends. And me, Casey, and Lance from Tres Locos. So it's basically Tres Locos with a different bass player. Casey, instead of playing bass like he does in Tres Locos, he plays guitar in Forest Haven. And we're a weird mixture of classic metal, stoner metal, progressive metal, death metal. It's just kind of all thrown into a blender. And the cool thing about this song is that it's very heavily influenced by Crowbar, which is one of my favorite metal bands. And during the pandemic, Kirk from Crowbar was, since no bands were touring, he was doing like Zoom guitar lessons for $50 or something. So I thought $50 would be worth just chatting with him on a Zoom call, even though I don't really know that I'd need a guitar lesson from him per se. But it ended up being, he taught me a Crowbar song, so that's cool. And then I got to teach him this song, which was just random. I wasn't expecting to do that, so that's kind of my my cool moment for this song. I got to teach, you know, the guy that inspired me to write the song, and I taught it, and he thought it was cool. So it's Forest Haven, Becoming the Enemy on Valley Sounds.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Ken Waters.
And I'm Ingrid Feltz.
Next up is our group, Waters Feltz Project, with a tune that Ingrid wrote called Where Have You Been? This is recorded live at The Note in Huntsville just about, less than a month ago, on April 26, 2025. The Note is a new jazz club that's over in the Roses Shopping Center on Oakwood, near Dairy Queen, near Five Points. This same group is going to be performing June 21st at Tangled String. You can get your tickets online. Look on Facebook. I mean, you can't escape me posting about it.
Yeah, and we've got Josh Kautz, and it's impossible that you haven't heard something of his upcoming album, which is, I'd say, as good of a jazz album as I've ever heard.
It's wonderful.
He's got Choco on piano and Gary Weed on sax, and we're lucky enough to have him as guitarist in our group. We'll play a couple of his as well. And then we've got Tom Winstead on bass, who, from the first time I heard him playing, I immediately listened to his double stops on that electric, and I thought... And he was all by himself, solo up on Montezano at a jam. And I thought, boy, I hope I get to work with him. And here we are. And CJ's new to me. I met him when we walked into, was it maybe AC Hotel we were jamming? And I sat in, and Mist was there, got some footage of the drummer. That's all we knew was the drummer. Got to meet CJ after. You probably have a little more background on CJ than I do.
I don't. Actually,
he's retired, military.
He's new to all of us. He was in the
family
army.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a heck of a drummer.
Dead on the groove. Yeah. Very tasty.
All right. Here's Waters Feltz Project. This is the two of us doing "Where Have You Been?" recorded live at The Note.
Said Well, hello, I'm Ricky J. Taylor. A lot of my friends know me as Rick Taylor. So this first song is called Saigon 68. It's a song about doing what's right, answering a call. I set this in Vietnam, in Saigon. I'm actually old enough to remember remnants of news about the Vietnam War. And even at a young age, I knew how heartbreaking it was, but This was originally called Saigon 69. I somewhat arbitrarily chose that date, but I was singing this song at a church up on the mountain, Unity Church, I think it was, several years ago. An older gentleman came up to me after the set, and he was almost vibrating. He was like, that song. He said, I was there. He's like, he was in that song. It moved me the way he responded to that. But he said, it wasn't 69, it was 68. So I changed the title to Saigon 68. And also, this song was used as the theme song for Melissa Ford Thornton's podcast, Tree of Trust, which I appreciate her doing that. She's a good friend of mine and was a former publicist of mine. This is off my second album, actually called The Edge of Light, which was completed in 2019. This features Jim Wood on cello, very fine cellist. All the other instruments were me, for better or for worse. So this is Saigon 68 on Valley Sounds.
I was born rambling in my veins. At 21, I crossed the western plains. I met a man with a rifle in his hand and followed him to a distant land. But I'll go anywhere, try and take me. I'm ready for the things that I don't know. Whatever I become, whatever comes of me, where trying takes me, so shall I go. Fighting for your right to be happy, I fought with all my might to be free. With blinding guns and mother sons a-crying, looks like trying's got the best of me. And I'll go anywhere trying takes me. I'm ready for the things that I don't know. Whatever I become, whatever comes of me, where trying takes me, so shall I go. in my veins. I lay dying in the cold, cold rain. I met a man with a Bible in his hand and followed him to a distant land. And I'll go anywhere dying takes me. I'm ready for the things that I don't know. Whatever I become, whatever comes of me, where trying takes me, so shall I go. Where trying takes me, so shall I.
Coming up is Dave Gallagher's The Wild Piece. I have been lucky enough to become a good friend of Dave's over the last several years. He and I and one or two other persons will have been getting together at someone's house and just sitting around playing music, you know, and have a good meal and enjoy each other's company. What an amazing man. Just a warm heart and kind and generous. I rarely have ever met anyone that talented, that accomplished, that was that humble. He's just that kind of guy. And I feel really blessed to call him friend. And this song moved me. I heard him, he did this one night at one of our little gatherings, and I wanted to feature this song because I think it's a little different than what a lot of people hear from him. You know, it's not straight ahead blues, and which he's clearly the master of, but he has a lot more depth maybe than some people know, or maybe I'm the one that's being naive and everybody knows this, but I certainly see it, and I wanted to feature this song, but it was a tribute to a friend that he performed at a celebration of life ceremony called The Wild Piece on Valley Sounds.
When a man goes out, don't come back no more. He's getting his release. And the doors ain't closed like they were before. He's out in the wild beast. Now you can't explain the ocean to a desert dwelling man. Never left the land. There's all that water that can't be drunk any more than can the sand. And there's fish down deep and ships up on top, and just like a building stand. It's like that love out in the wild peace, he can know but not understand. When a man goes out, don't come back no more. He's getting his release. And the doors don't close like they did before. He's out in the wild. Expect to explain that magnetic light, that gravity that has no demand. The wild peace is the home of love, no room for reprimand. There's folks he might have read about, out working on the plans. nobody's in the shadows there, and everyone's in the band. When a man goes out, don't come back no more. He's getting his release. The doors ain't closed like they were before. He's out in the wild beast.
This is Jay Means. I am a rap artist. I got into music by playing the piano. So I actually started playing the piano back in like fourth grade. So I was like 8 years old. And from there, I started playing the drums. I got into guitar lessons sometime in middle school. I was in band in high school. So I just was exerting all these, my talents through music in different ways. It took a while for me to actually find my way to hip hop and start rapping. And once I did, I realized that that's what I was supposed to do, and all the years of music was leading up to that.
It's Queen Kiani. I wear a lot of titles, but the main ones are singer, songwriter, poet, music educator, producer. I was born and raised here in Huntsville, Alabama. And just like Jay Means, I too got into music pretty early. I wrote my first song in like third grade. I was in the band in fifth grade up until college. I got my bachelor's in performing arts on bass clarinet, and my master's in music education. So I've been dabbling in music a long time. So you're about to hear my first single ever called Gravity. Gravity came about, I came back from a songwriting camp in Atlanta. So it was my first time seeing a song through from start to finish. It was a collaborative thing. And I was so inspired. I came home, my coworker, who was also a friend of mine, we sat down, he played these chords, and I just started writing, and then we kind of produced the song together. At first, the song was actually like about love, and I was like, I don't want to talk about this right now. It just wasn't the space I was in. And with poetry, I'm so used to defaulting to love. But I'm really inspired by John Mayer, and he has a song called Gravity that growing up I used to love. I used to like write out the lyrics and like pick out all the literary devices and stuff. Anyway, so Gravity is a coming-of-age song. It's about not wanting to accept the responsibilities of adulting. And for me, like, I'm a mom, and I'm an adult, and I just feel, I constantly feel this resistance of, like, wanting to follow my dreams and wanting to, like, just go off into my own space, but then also having the realities of life, you know, bills, kids, a job, and stuff like that. And so the song is basically a tug-of-war between me and God. And I don't mention God, but that's who he is when I'm referring to he in the song. You're about to hear Gravity on Valley Sounds.
Gravity ain't a friend of me. Treat me with apathy, 'cause I don't wanna grow up. He just be making it so hard, yeah. I don't wanna go, but no, I gotta leave. But I can't move my feet, and I don't wanna get up, ay, ay. He just be making it so hard, yeah. And I'm aware he think he know what's best for me, and I can't keep my grip on this reality. Yeah, and I don't wanna grow up, eh, eh. I can't keep up the facade, eh, eh. I just don't wanna grow up, eh, eh. until I get caught. Reality is catching up to me. She waiting patiently for me to trip and wise up. Think I've been running for too long. It's insanity to keep repeating things I know ain't good for me. I think it's time to grow up. I gotta kick the facade. To think I could fly, somebody sat on my wings, and I don't wanna get stuck if I could just move my feet. I saw his hands in the clouds, I think he reaching for me, I think he reaching for me. I think I gotta grow up. I gotta drop this facade. It's time to grow up. I'm gonna run to his arms.
Next up on Valley Sounds, you'll be hearing my song, Take the Wheel. I created this song actually this year in 2025. I started going to Open Mic Huntsville, hosted by Kimmy, and I love that space. It's a very safe space, and a lot of the poets there have really been inspiring my pen, because as a rapper, your pen is like your weapon. That's like, that's what you use. That's what you're known for, is how good you can write. And when I went to listen to those poets, I was like, I got a lot of room to grow, basically. I got a lot of inspiration from them. So, and a lot of their topics were deep, rooted in deepness and a lot of the things they'd be thinking about and feeling. And I wanted to make a song with that emotion. So I made Take the Wheel. It comes on, Jesus, take the wheel, because we're just products of poverty in our environment. We got to take time to heal. So basically, just throughout the whole song, it's just talking about basically where we come from, how it is, and how we need help, basically. We need somebody to take the wheel. We need Jesus to take the wheel. We need to take the wheel. Somebody got to take the wheel. So that's what this song is about. So you're about to listen to Jay Means, Take the Wheel, with Valley Sounds.
Yeah. Means. I'm screaming, Jesus, take the wheel. Cause we just products of poverty and our environment. Gotta take time to heal. I'm from the east side of Memphis, sitting right outside of the Ville. Robbed and killed just to cop a feel. Growing up in Section 8, it was not my type of ideal. Life I still fight, hoping one day my rhymes can reveal how the truth is right inside of us. They lied to us, and then they tried to divide the tribe and they're hot. I told you God was in the sky, so you look up when you pray. But when I look into the scripture, it say fall into your face. False prophets trying to profit our problems so they can cop a few dollars from their audience and block us from heaven's gates. I promise that we can dodge all the obstacles set in place. But it's obvious when we try, it's a lot of us in the way. We marginalized, calling the crossfires of hate, so it's not a surprise. I've stopped walking by faith. I let the bars take a rest. I put the metaphors to bed. You ain't gotta go to genius to comprehend what I said. I let my people since birth and I lead them until I'm dead. I'm fasting to feed my soul while I'm feasting on daily bread. I'm preaching today, we read Ephesians, and yes, it said my people need a leader. That's the reason that we must let. That's the reason that we misled. So I'm seeking to lead the way where we reaching the peak instead of where we usually land. Cause that's the blocker, that's the cell. They lucky next stop's the grave on a one-way trip to hell. It's wickedness in our words, it's why when you try to put them together using the letters they tell us, they call it a spell. If you listen to these lyrics, guarantee you will prevail. A shell of his former self, reflecting on where he dwells. I can lead the horse to water, can't make him drink from the well. Cause
would rather focus on Shannon Sharp and Michelle.
Screaming, Jesus, take the wheel. Cause we just products of poverty and our environment. Gotta take time to heal. I'm from the east side of Memphis and right outside of the Ville. When will rob and kill just a cop of feel. Growing up in Section 8, it was not my type of ideal. Life, I still fight. Hoping one day my rhymes can reveal how the truth is right inside of us. They lied to us and then they tried to divide the tribe and they're hot.
I'm screaming, Jesus, take the wheel.
Cause we just products of poverty and our environment. Gotta take time to heal. I'm from the east side of Memphis, sitting right outside of the Ville. What will rob and kill just a cop of feel. Growing up in Section 8, it was not my type of ideal. Life, I still fight. Hoping one day my rhymes can reveal how the truth is right inside of us. They lied to us and then they tried to divide the tribe and they're hot. Real. Take the wheel, man. Take the wheel, man. Take the wheel, man.
Hey, this is James Irvin, your guest host for Valley Sounds. And maybe you've heard of me, maybe you haven't, but I've been around the local scene here in Huntsville for over 25 years. I was the drummer for Microwave Dave and the Nukes for about 20 of those years. A lot of different local bands. I have a band that I co-front with Aaron Wilson called The Nerve. I have a solo album coming out soon. This will be my third solo album, and it's a little late. This is a song I recorded back in 2018 with Jeremy Stevens producing at Clear Wave Studios. Here is me, James Irvin, with Every Little Thing on Valley Sounds.
It's every little thing closing in on me. Yeah, I can figure out where I'm supposed to be. You know it's always something. Every single day it all amounts to nothing. Every little thing. It's every little word. And talk is always cheap. Everybody knows a thing to do at least. It can't be all for nothing.
You're listening to Valley Sounds, a production of 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to all of the guest hosts who have been on Valley Sounds for sharing some of your favorite local music. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that butters your biscuits, then send an email to music@wlrh.org and you may be on a future show. Thanks to Richard for creating the outro music and for all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.